Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting Israel. New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting Israel, speaking on behalf of the Brit Am Lost Ten Tribes Movement. If you want more details on what we are and who we are, and what we stand for and believe in, go to our website, www.britam.org. Britam.org. We are now studying the Psalm, the Book of Psalms, Psalm 143, a Psalm of David. He begins, "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness, answer me. And in your righteousness," the Radak, Rabbi David Kimhay, presents his psalm as David, or as David representing the Jewish people. And he is asking that God answer us in the future. In other words, David, through his prophetic gifts, through his insights, through his prophetic insights, through the ability he had to perceive the future and to personalize himself as the Jewish nation, or as the Israelite peoples, according to the context. And David would put himself there in the place of the Hebrew nation, or whatsoever section of the Hebrew nation was in trouble, and he would pray on their behalf. In addition to that, David was able to take personal problems and personal tribulations and trials that happened to him personally, and to transpose them, to project them into the future, and to project them onto events that would happen to the Hebrew peoples, to the Israelites, and to the descendants of the Jewish people, and to use the emotions, or the arousal that had been occasioned to him on the personal level. It would take this emotional power and apply it in his prayer for the future of the Israelite nation. This is good advice for all of us, that we should also identify more with our people. We should identify with the Israelites. Those members of the Lost Ten Tribes should identify with that section of the Israelite nation they live amongst. Also identify with the Jews. A Jew should identify with the people of Judah, with their own people, with the Jews. And also, but also have thought, have a consideration for members of the Lost Ten Tribes, and for all good people everywhere. And when we pray, we should use our own personal situation and the feelings that are aroused through our personal existence to intercede, as if to say, on behalf of our nation as a whole, as well as asking something for ourselves, because we too are important. And even if we're not important, we are what God has made us. God has placed us on this earth for a purpose. And this is the prayer that we, no matter what we are, we are here, as God Almighty created us, and we cannot help being what we are. We ask God to hear us, listen to us, and help us. And that is the message of this present psalm, Psalm 143. Our knowledge may be imperfect, and we too are not worthy, but what we are is what we are. And what we do it from ourselves, according to how God made us, and the abilities and possibilities that he gave unto us. We ask him not to judge us too harshly, because we are giving ourselves over to him, and he made us as we are, and we are not entirely responsible for being as we are. And if we are imperfect, that is because he made us that way, but he also gave us the ability to recognize him, to acknowledge him, and to call upon his name, to ask him to help us, and he will do so. He will help us if we need help, and ask him to help us. The psalm continues, Psalm 2, verse 2, Psalm 143, verse 2, do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no one living is righteous. David asks God to have mercy despite the fact that David is not worthy. We ask God to answer us and to hear our prayer. We ask God to listen unto us. And he continues, verse 3, for the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like those who have long been dead. The verse said, the expression we read out, the expression crushed my life in Hebrew, hayati. Hayati can mean my life as it is translated. It can also mean the living soul or an aspect of the living soul. And is, in addition to that, it also has the connotations of my vitality, my ability to keep alive, my will to live. And things have gotten so bad that this too is falling, is diminishing, is shrindled and going away. And we ask God to help us whilst we are still able to request it from him, because we believe in him and that we are imperfect and we need his help. S.R. Hirsch presents David in this psalm as identifying himself with Judah in his time of exile, and that is with the Jews who were persecuted and oppressed and unjustly treated throughout much of the world, especially in Europe, for long periods of time, and sometimes for in a horrendous fashion, in horrible ways. And the reason was because the Jews refused to give up their identification, self-identification as being Jews, as being the people who had been given the law of God Almighty, who God Almighty had chosen for his own reasons. The Jewish people remained faithful to God Almighty and always acknowledged who they were. And because of that, the Gentiles persecuted them and trod them down and mistreated them. And they suffered. And so they call upon God to remember that it was because of God that they are as they are, and they are doing their will as they understand his will should be done. And he will hear us and help us and deliver us, and he does. This psalm actually is applicable to many situations, both on the private and national levels. If God forbid a person is facing a crisis, a personal crisis, if he is sick or his loved ones are sick, or he goes on trial and he has there's a danger that he might be sent away to jail for something he did or didn't do, or he got mixed up in, and he doesn't know who to turn to. Well, there's all kinds of situations that can happen to a person. Everyone has their own pathway, their own possibilities that open up before them according to their lifestyles and their values and their companions and their social circumstances. And some of this, much of this, is we can control it. We are responsible for it. And some of it, it takes control of us. And the only way out, very often, to get out of problems and to release ourselves from these difficulties and start anew is to ask God Almighty to help us, listen to us, and show us the way. And that is what this psalm is saying. We ask God to listen to us, show us the way, direct us, help us, hear us, and be with us. To show it, shine his face upon us, because without an awareness of his presence, of his help, we are lost. It is very difficult to be alone. Without God Almighty, it is extremely difficult, and you should not try it. No matter what happens to you, believe in God, cling to God, and God will help you. Continues verse 4, therefore my spirit is overwhelmed within me, my heart within me is distressed. Verse 5, I remember the days of old, I meditate on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands. And we ourselves, not only the creation, the animals, the nature, the flowers, the trees, the air, everything else, but we too are the works of God Almighty. Our soul, our psyche, our being, our possibilities to communicate with God Almighty, that too is created by God. What God has given us, created that. And together with him, we create this entity within us to communicate with God himself. And this is what we have. And if we use it, pray to him, pray to God, he will help us. Hirsch speaks of this, and so do others. And if we open our eyes, it is quite clearly there written in the Psalms. This is what God is telling us. Call upon him, speak unto him, and he will listen unto you and help you. Verse 6, I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land, Selah, like a thirsty land, a land which has not received water for a long time, that has been suffered heat and wind. It's all dried up. It is almost literally thirsty for water. Brewing when the rains come, when even a little shower descends upon it in the desert. It brings forth the flowers and greenery, radiancy, overnight. Miracles. We see this in the land of Israel, where I live, in the Negev and other places. The land literally thirsts for water, thirsts for rain, and responds immediately once a little water comes down upon it. So we are our soul, we too. And a similar situation. We want God to listen to us, to hear us, to respond to us, and to enable us to communicate with him. And it says in verse 7, answer me speedily, O Lord, my spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. He asks, David asks, in the name of Israel, the face of God not be hidden, that he receive answers, that the Almighty heeds him and heeds us. Verse 8, cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. We said, we asked in this verse, cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, a new day, a new possibility. Give us a new day, God, give us a new beginning. Show us what to do and how to act. Verse 9, deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter, I take refuge in you, I come to you, I hide myself in you. I ask you to hide me, to protect me, and to deliver me, and show me the way forward. Give me strength to come out of this oppressive situation that I've found myself in. God, help us. Flee unto God. He is our refuge and source of strength. Through him we will overcome everything. Verse 10, teach me to do your will. For you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul. For I am your servant. We are the servants. We are the doers of the will of God Almighty. And we should trust in him, and that he will help us, and that also he will punish those who do ill to us. He will uphold us, and he will protect us and guide us and tell us how to act. The enemies of the people of Israel and the enemies of the Jews of Judah are the foes of God Almighty, and God Almighty will punish them when they come against the chosen people, when they come across those who believe in God and follow God and pray unto God. Let us all pray to the God Almighty, and he will help us and guide us and deliver us. May the Almighty be with all of you. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit and Broadcasting Israel.